said it wasn't in the middle of the day like that. He was at night, he got some chest pains, and so they got in the car, and his wife was, my mother-in-law was going to take him to the doctor, to the hospital. And about halfway to the hospital, he just kind of slumped over. And they figured he died then, you know, because by the time they got to the hospital, they couldn't revive him or anything. But, like I say, that's let go. Fast like that.
Well, now you're telling the truth. He run a gasoline truck. What if that happened on the road and he'd turn that over? Just burn him up.
Ooh, yeah.
He'd been full of gasoline.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, that would have been worse.
20 or 30 hundred gallon in it. 2 or 3 thousand gallon in the tank.
Mm.
Like an old boy up here on the road yesterday, the day. Day before yesterday, guess what? Turned his pickup over.
Oh, yeah?
And when it turned over, it sold him out. And the pickup just fell right over on the back and had so much gasoline there, and just burnt the pickup up and just sitting there. Just smashed the cab down, doors on the side.
Uh-huh. Oh. Uh-huh.
If he'd have been under there, well, he'd been burnt up.
Yeah.
Couldn't get out.
Did it kill him anyway, or?
No, it just scratched him up a little, I said.
Boy, he was lucky.
Yes, he was.
Boy. Yeah, I don't know. I sort of wondered about seatbelts. See if he'd been wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, I do too. Sometimes it's bound to be all right, but uh-huh. Just take every time.
Uh-huh.
Like that now, I sure would have been wrong had him hooked up then.
Uh-huh. That's right. I usually wear mine, but still, like that time.
Yeah. Well, it's just as dangerous for me as you, but I never do fashion mine. I just go either Sanger or most of my time Sanger or Bottle over there.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to the grocery store.
Go any distance, hardly ever.
Yeah.
Me and her went to Valley View yesterday.
Yeah. Well, about as far. Well, yeah. I come up here from Dallas, and next week I'm going to Austin. So I consider Austin to be, that's a big trip for me.
Yeah.
Well, it is though, because it's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
The time you get there, well, you know.
You just go there and stay till you got you.
Yeah. Till I get through.
That's true.
I was going to go last week, and I had an apartment down there last year, and I had arrangements to stay with a girl that I know in her house, so I couldn't get a hold of her. And I didn't want to just go and stay in the house when she didn't know I was there, you know. And
yeah.
So I tried to call some motels, and they were having some kind of dumb nurse's test. And every nurse all over the state had come to take this test, and they had every motel written that down, filled up.
Yeah.
And I couldn't give them a room. And I had called a man down there that I've been interviewing, and said, "Gee, I'm coming down, you know." He said, "Great, great." So I had to call him back and say, "Guess what? I'm not coming." So I'll have to try again next week.
Yeah.
Let's see. What church did you tell me that you belong to?
One of the Methodists.
What other churches are there in town?
Go to now.
Well, in Sanger, what are some other churches?
That I go to?
Well, no, just churches.
Well, I've got the Methodist Church and the Baptist and what do they call that? Won't hurt you to tell that. Not Seventh-day Adventist, there's one up here. Did you hear it? I didn't.
Yeah. Seventh-day
God? Yeah. Seventh-day God.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Church of Christ, too.
When somebody becomes a member, you say he does what?